From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's back to crafting a new health care law as the latest GOP effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart, with more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said the Senate might pursue taking up a repeal bill passed by the House of Representatives earlier this year, but with an amendment delaying the implementation for 2 years. President Trump has his own resolve, which he talked about.
And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan? So we'll see what happens. There's some other things going on right now as we speak.
Congress has been informed for a second time by the Trump administration that Iran is complying with the 2-year-old international nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The 2015 agreement was designed to curb an Iranian nuclear program through strictly peaceful means and subject it to monitoring while providing sanctions relief. Senior United States and Russian diplomats held tough talks on a range of issues Monday, but still more work needs to be done, according to a State Department statement. U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon and a Russian deputy foreign minister met Monday to discuss areas of mutual concern. The meeting was tough, forthright, and deliberate, reflecting both parties' commitment to a resolution again, according to the State Department. Both sides agreed to meet again in the future to work on bilateral issues, but no date has been set. This is VOA News. A Turkish court ruled Tuesday that 6 human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director, be formally arrested after weeks of detention or having aided a terror group. They were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours. Amnesty International condemned the decision, calling it a new low in Turkey's post-coup crackdown and a politically motivated witch hunt. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named the suspect in a multi-million dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said there is sufficient evidence that the speaker, Setia Novanto, participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million in 2011 and 2012, or between those times, about one-third of the $440 million allocated for the project. Novanto denied the accusations Tuesday during a news conference. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December in the southern island, where the military has been fighting a bloody 2-month insurgency by Islamic militants.
The primary objective of the possible extension is to allow our forces to continue with their operation unhampered by deadlines and to focus more on the liberation of Marawi and its rehabilitation and rebuilding.
More than 500 people have been killed in the conflict, which began after a failed attempt by security forces to capture a top Islamic State-linked militant leader. The president's order expires this Saturday, July 22nd, as mandated under the Philippines Constitution. President Donald Trump inspected products brought to the White House on Monday from all 50 U.S. states to launch his Made in America Week. On display from the easternmost state of Maine was a yacht. From the distant shores of Hawaii, there was a bottle of rum and Marine One. The presidential helicopter was turned into an expensive prop to tout Connecticut manufacturing. The president hopped into a Wisconsin fire truck, highlighting U.S. manufacturing prowess. And then Mr. Trump then signed a proclamation declaring July 17th as Made in America Day. Saudi police have arrested a young woman featured in viral videos wearing a miniskirt while touring historic sites in violation of the country's strict dress code. A station said the woman, who allegedly walked through a fort in a short skirt and crop top, was arrested for wearing suggestive clothing. A series of short videos of the woman playing in the sand were posted over the weekend by a Snapchat account. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.